Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I am so blessed to be with you today. And we're going to be talking to you about the resurrection. And because of the resurrection, we have life today in Christ Jesus. And that is a special thing with me today. I can live again, praise God, because of Jesus Christ. But before we go into the lesson, we're going to have prayer. Precious and all-wise God, we thank you this morning for this another day that you have allowed us to wake up to, where your mercy is new every morning. Praise God, yesterday is gone and we're living in a whole brand new day. We thank you, Father, for blessing us to wake up to this day, this brand new. We thank you, Father, for our life, health, and our strength. We thank you, Father, for everyone that's on the line, on the computer. We thank you for everyone listening today, asking you to bless everyone that something may be said, Lord, that can encourage those that may be feeling down today. We ask you to bless the sick and the afflicted. Ask you to bless all the ones that may be heavy laden, God. We ask you to bless, Lord, and help us, God, to just continue to walk according to the will of God. And we thank you for your word. We thank you for Jesus, for all he have done. And, Lord, we're looking to see him for ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We thank you for this day and for the word of God that is written where we can read it for ourselves and know how to live according to God's word. Now, we're going to get into the word today, talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion that he went through. We were the ones guilty. We were the enemies. But he took the sins of the world on him. Praise God. Because we were the ones that was full of sin. Because when Adam disobeyed God, put Adam in the garden, and he said, you can eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree in the midst of the garden of good and evil, you cannot eat of it, because the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. But Adam disobeyed God's commandments, and he ate of the fruit. And when he ate of the fruit, it caused man, the human beings, to die. And therefore, everyone born of woman has to die, even the universe. The universe is put under a curse. Everything, animals, the trees, the grass, everything dies now because of Adam's disobedience. So we would have lived forever without sin. He put everything under the curse of sin. But through Jesus Christ dying on the cross, that cruel death, he died. He was born in this world to die that death, that we could have a right to a tree of life. And that's all we have to do, is accept what he did on the cross. Accept it in our hearts, and we can live forever. Pay the debt. He paid the debt for us that we can live. All we have to do is accept what he did on the cross. Praise God. But we're going to go through the story. He was born of a virgin. Her name was Mary. He was espoused to Joseph. And before they came together, he was found with child. And he didn't touch her sexually till after Jesus was born. Praise God. Because she was conceived of the Holy Ghost. And the angel was told to name him. His name would be called Jesus, because he would save his people from their sins. And she had baby Jesus in a stable they had to go to Bethlehem. That was the prophecy. He was going to be born in Bethlehem. And when they went to Bethlehem, she had to travel. They had to travel so many miles. And she had to ride on a donkey. And when they got there, there was no room in the inn because something was going on. And they couldn't find no room. It was no room for her to have baby Jesus. So she had to go to a place where he was born, and she had to lay him in a stable, lay him in a trough with straw, and that's where baby Jesus was born. And it wasn't a, you know, you see in pictures where it's a clean place and all that, but that wasn't a clean place. Animals, that's where they kept animals in and all. And but they put straw in a trough and laid baby Jesus in a trough. And he was born lonely, praise God, humble way. But she, that's where he was born, that in a place where animals was kept. And she, his bed was a trough. They put straw in that trough, and she laid baby Jesus in a manger. That's what they called it. But she raised him upright, praise God, and he grew up as a boy, and he raised him and grew up to a man. And when he became 30 years old, well, he began to do God's work and teach and teach, and he began to heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons, did all that God told. So he said, I always obey my Father. But his purpose was to go to the cross. That was his purpose. But they didn't accept Jesus Christ. His brothers didn't accept him. He didn't have an easy life. His brothers didn't accept him. They didn't believe in him. Praise God. Mary didn't have an easy life. Praise God. But Jesus, he was God in the flesh. He was God in the flesh. Praise God. And he come to seek and to save those that was lost. That was his purpose, was to go to the cross. He couldn't be stoned to death. And different times they would try to do away with Jesus. But his purpose was to die on Calvary's cross. That's the way he had to die, was on Calvary's cross. Praise God. And as time went on and he would heal the sick, he raised the dead. He raised Jarvis's daughter. Praise God. A funeral session was going on, and it was this woman's only son. Her husband was dead. It was her only son. Praise God. And he raised her son from the dead and gave him back to his mama. Jesus did do good things, but the Pharisees always found fault in Jesus. Praise God. He gave a sight to a blind man. He cast out devils. Praise God. He did so many wonderful things, but they always found fault in Jesus. They didn't find goodness that he done. They didn't give praise to him. They always find fault. Even when he healed on the Sabbath day, they said, oh, you could heal on the other days, but why in the world? Why are you doing it on the Sabbath day? You don't supposed to do nothing on the Sabbath day. They was wanting praise of the people. They weren't thinking about doing the right thing, but they wanted praise of the people. They didn't give him no kind of credit or anything. But Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. He called them hypocrites and all that, because that's what they was. Praise God. But Jesus came, he'd always say, I do the will of my Father. He never took credit of nothing that he did. He always said, I do the will of my Father. That's what he did, the will of his Father. Praise God. And everything that he done was good. And he chose 12 disciples, and they followed him. But one of them was a devil, and that was Judas. Praise God. And he sought a way to betray Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. That's what he sold him out for. He even went out when he chose 12 disciples. He sent them out to heal the sick and all that. Judas was right with them. Judas was right with him, but he betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. But God, Jesus always went about doing good. But his purpose was to go to the cross. And that's what he did. Praise God. But he grew up just like we. He was born as a little boy, as a baby. But he grew up and he lived in his lap for 30 and I think a half years. He lived in his world. Praise God. For him to die, he had to die. But he had a lot of things that he did on this earth. Praise God. And I'm going to read one part where after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain. And this is just something else that happened before I get to the crucifixion. And bring them up into a high mountain apart and was transfigured before them. And his face is shined as the sun. And his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou would, let us make there three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elijah. Praise God. See, Peter always, he was outspoken. He was always outspoken. Always outspoken. That was Peter. But Jesus spoke out. God spoke out and said, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. Then answered Peter and said, and he said that, while he yet spake, as when Jesus spoke out and said, a cloud was showered them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. And Jesus said, came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be raised again from the dead. And he told them different times that he was going to have to go to the cross and be crucified. He told them about his death and burial many times. It seemed like they just didn't get the story. But let's go on and tell about what happened. The Pharisees plotted and tried to get Jesus different times, but he would escape there. He would just disappear out of their sight or go before him or whatever. But then they plotted and got Judas to give him 30 pieces of silver to lead him, for him to lead them to Jesus, because he'd be in the temple teaching. And he told them one time that I've never said nothing in secret, you know. But they plotted and they had him to, and Judas led him to where he was, and they took him and all that. And, okay, so I'm going to get right here. Judas, dwelling in remorse. And Judas went and betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned. Okay. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Okay, now Judas had went and betrayed him. And Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the 30 pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. See, he saw that he done wrong. And he went and hung himself. Now, see, and Jesus, in the word, he said, I've kept all that you give me, I've kept but the son of prediction. Look at that. I've kept but the son of prediction. And I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. And the chief priest took these silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for softer to put them into the treasures, because it is the price of blood. And they took the counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Therefore, that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was the field that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, and the Lord appointed me. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor spake him, saying, Or thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thyself. And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou now many things that they witness against thee? And he answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they that went, a noble prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered unto him, together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto thee, the Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ? But he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down in the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this night in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. See, look at all this. But Jesus had to go to the cross. That was his purpose. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twins were ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They said unto him, Let him be crucified. Then the governor said, Why? What evil had he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. And see, the Sunday before that, they were crying about, it was Palm Sunday. They were saying, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And all of that, the Sunday before that, so that was Palm Sunday and all that. But now this time they were saying, crucify him, and all that. And the governor said, Wow, what evil had he done? Then Pilate saw that he could not prevail nothing, but that rather a was made. He took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. They didn't know what they were saying. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the band of soldiers. And listen what they did. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put upon his head, and they a wreath in his right hand. And they bowed their knees before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the wreath and smote him on his head after they had mocked him. And they took him, and listen, they beat him so that he didn't even look like an ordinary man. They marred him so. They brutalized our Savior. They beat him so. And they took things like with cow's tails, and they ripped his back open, and they beat him, and they'd pull hunks of blood out of his back, out of your hooks of blood. They ripped off his beard, ripped his beard, and they beat him to where he lost so much blood. That's what they did to our Savior. They brutalized him that he didn't look like an ordinary man. That's how they beat our Savior, and by his stripes we were healed. They brutalized our Savior. They smacked him in the face. They spit on our Savior. That's what they did to our Lord. They didn't have no mercy on our Savior. He never said a mumbling word. He never talked back. He took it. He took it for ours, for us. He never said a mumbling word. He took it. He lost so much blood. But he took it for us. They beat him. They put on that robe, and they said, "Hail, King of the Jews." They put a crown of thorn, and they pushed it down into his skull. And he didn't say a mumbling word. And they bowed down to him like they worshiping him. That's what they did to our Lord and our Savior. And they had pieces of glass and all that in the end of that thing they whipped him with. And when they'd pull it out, it ripped his skin. That's the way they beat our Lord and our Savior. And they slapped him in the face, and they just brutalized him. And it said here, his vesture, in Isaiah, said his best, where it says parted. The Lord had made bare his holy arms. And many were astonished at thee. His vesture was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the son of man. Lord have mercy. They beat him so marred from the form of man was his aspect, that his appearance was not that of a son of man, not human, the effect of the brutality. That's how bad they beat him, but he didn't say a mumbling word. He didn't say anything. He just was, they led him as a sheep to the slaughter, dumb. You know, a sheep can't even, they just have to be led. That's how, just led. Praise God. That's how Jesus was. He just didn't say a mumbling word. And they just beat him to where he just bled, and just, he couldn't even carry his cross all the way to Calvary where he was so weak. But he did not say a mumbling word. He took it for us. We deserved to stand on that chopping block. We was the one that was guilty. Adam's the one that disobeyed God. He was the one that ate of the fruit. Disobedient. He threw all of humanity into sin. And everyone born after that was born into sin. Praise God. And Jesus bore the sin of the whole world. Everyone born after that was born into sin, shaped in iniquity. Jesus didn't say a mumbling word. All that they did to them, they just spit on him and buffed him with their hands and beat him to where he just didn't look human. But he didn't say a mumbling word. And they led him, and then they compelled a black man to help bear the cross, because he got so weak he couldn't even bear the cross all the way up to Calvary's hill. And that black man helped carry the cross. And when they got him there, they put those spikes in his hands and in his feet. And when he got there, they just dropped him into the hole. And you know what? Rips. And he hung him on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour. He hung there. And he looked and saw John and his mother. And he said, "Behold thy mother. And mother, woman, behold thy son." And they tried to give him gauze, but he wouldn't drink it. Lord have mercy. Look at our Savior hanging between heaven and earth. But he never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word about how bad they treated him. They beat him. They beat him. They beat him before he even got to the cross. Praise God. And he's hanging there. Hanging there. But he suffered for you and I and everyone born in this wicked world. He took it. He took it for you and I and everyone. He took it for us. By his stripes, the word of God said, we are healed. That's what he did for us. And then man don't want to accept him. They rather serve Satan. And Satan is the one that's going to be tormented into the lake of fire. And man is choosing to go to hell instead of having eternal life and live forever and ever with Jesus Christ. Jesus, God is the one that wakes you up every morning. He's the one that protects you when you go out and able to come back in. Praise God. He's the one that blesses you to have strength to go and work a day's work and get a check at the end of the week. He's the one. It ain't the devil. The devil's the one that causes you to do all these bad things and then have to suffer at the end. But Jesus is the one. All good things come from above. But then you want to serve Satan and go end up in hell in the lake of fire. And he's going to end up in the lake of fire with you. But Jesus said, a song is wrote. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world goes down. No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for them. But he took it all. He took it all and never said a mumbling word. Praise our God. Praise our God. And there he was hanging in the middle. And there was a thief on the left and on the right. And the thief was said, he won't you save yourself and us. And the one on the other side said, we deserve what we get. Because we get it. But this man's done nothing. But Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He said, this day, that shall be with me in paradise. Praise God. And he said, and then, like I said, he saw his mother and the beloved disciple John. And he said, he saw John said, behold thy mother, and woman, behold thy son. And that disciple went, took his mother home with him. Because his brothers didn't believe in Jesus. They didn't believe in Jesus. Praise God. And Jesus, and then he said, I thirst. He said, I thirst. And they gave him that to drink. Praise God. And the only time Jesus cried out was when darkness came. He said, Father, he said, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani. That's when God, the sins of the world, of the whole world, was on Jesus. Every sin that you can name and the sins we can't even name. Homosexuality, lying, every sin that we can name, lesbian, things we can't even name all the sins that's in the world. We can't name them, I can't. But every sin that you can think of, that you can't think of, they went in on Jesus, but he was not guilty of none of them. They went in on Jesus. And God had to turn his back on his only begotten son. And that's the only time Jesus cried out. All the beating that he got, all the blood that he shed, he never said a mumbling word. But when God turned his back on his son, when Jesus cried out and said, Eli, Eli, Lama Sabachthani, that means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And that's when he gave up the ghost and dropped his head in the locks of his shoulders. And he said, it is finished. That's when he said, it is finished. And he gave up the ghost. And the temple, the curtain was rent. It tarred from top to bottom. And that's why we can go to God for ourselves. We don't have to go Amen. To the priest. We don't have to go to our pastor. We can go to God for ourselves now. If you at home and you decide to go to Jesus, you can pray to him for yourself and repent
And all you got to do is believe what Jesus did on the cross and accept
Amen.
God for yourself. That's all you have to do. He's not coming back here no more. He done died to death. And when he, and listen, he went into the belly of hell because during the time when Noah built the ark and he destroyed the whole world in the ark, and that was Noah and his three sons and their wives and Noah's wife, they were the only ones saved. Everybody else was drowned. Jesus went to hell and preached to those damnable spirits. And those people and the saints that was in the graves, they come out, some of them came out of the graves and walked the streets of Jerusalem. Jesus went down into hell and preached, and I believe he preached, "I am the resurrection and the life." Some of those saints walked the streets of Jerusalem. He took them saints back to paradise. Now, nobody's in heaven yet, but they in paradise. Now, he's not going to come and preach no more. He done what he going to do. You're going to have to believe what he did on the cross. Now, if you can't accept that, you hellbound. You
Amen.
Hellbound. If you can't accept what he did on the cross, you are hellbound. Because he's not doing anything else. He done all he's going to do now. So now, if you can't believe that, you are hell-bound. He done all he's going to do. What more can he do? What more do you want him to do? He done all he's going to do now. We love our children, but we're not willing to give up one of our children for someone else. But God was Jesus in the flesh, reconciling himself. He was God in the flesh. He loved man so. One scripture said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" What is man? God loved man so. And he gave his life for man. And look at man. Man, God created man and give man a choice. He didn't make man. He don't make man serve him. He loves man that he gives us a choice, whether to serve him or not serve him. But man is so hard-headed that they want to go their own way. But God's got so much for us. He got so much for us. That we, he said, "Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what he's got for us." And look at all that he's got in the world that he gives us if we delight ourselves in him. And then we want to, so many wants to be hard-headed and want what Satan got. Satan got is destruction and death. But honey, if you just accept Jesus Christ, the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's joy in serving God. It's peace in serving God. If you would just open up your heart and give God a chance, give him a chance. Give him a chance to serve God. Praise God, the mics is open, and you can have a chance to say what you want to say. The mic's open.
Praise my glorious.
Praise God,
my glorious, my love. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I mean,
yes,
I should have been crying. I am more than crying of the fact that them suckers did my master like they did here. I mean, I call virtue. Because you sit there and you think about it. All that they did to him. Now, these same people, these same people took and was right there when he was given healing to when he was restored, when he was bringing back to life. They were right there. Them roaches were right there. And it makes no sense. It makes no sense because he had a key. He came to die, but he did not come to die then. And they did so horrifically. I mean, honestly,
I am so infuriated. I am so angry because they did my love, my master that way.
Yes.
I take my salvation very personal.
Yes.
I take it very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And then just for everybody to know that until Resurrection Sunday, nobody was able to go up into heaven. So before everybody was in hell. John 3:13 tells you, my Jesus tells everybody in John 3:13 that no man has went up, that the man that went up is he that came down. So no man was in heaven. And David wrote in Psalms, neither would thou suffer that Holy One to see corruption. He wrote, he said, that will not leave my soul in hell, and neither would thou suffer that Holy One to see corruption. So everybody that died before my glory, before my master, before my love came down here, before he came here, they all went to hell. That was their place. There was Adam's sin to make the deprivation of them going to hell because we were not supposed to die. We were not supposed to be sinful. Everything was because Adam. Adam caused every single thing.
Yes, he did.
And so with that being said, my glory, he's seen the need. He's seen the tremendous need of him coming down. So he created every single thing for us to give us a human sacrifice of love. So he did a sacrifice of love for all of us humans. And he didn't think about every single thing that he went through. I mean, they seen him heal every single person. I mean, it wasn't 2 or 3 people. It wasn't 5 or 6 people. It wasn't 1,000 people. It was tens of thousands of people that he touched their bodies. He spoke the word. I mean, the spoken word is tremendous. But he spoke the healing by the faith. He said, be it as your faith, go your son live. So he spoke the word. So he carried the fantastic word to whoever and healed them. And these righteous, they said every single thing. They were eyewitness to every single thing. They found out every single thing. But them idiots, I'm sorry, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just being angry. Because those idiots took it and hollered, kill him, kill him. That was crucified is kill him. Kill him. Because they were jealous. Jealousy promoted that insane myth. Because you see that and you think about the glory of my love. The glory of my love. He is so glorious. He is so fantastic. He is so miraculous. He is so astounding. He is so, wow. Everything about him is wow. Because he is so, he is so every single thing. There's not one day that he said, I am that I am. So he
that
said,
I am
the sin. Tell him that I am sinful because I am every single particle, every single molecule, every single atmosphere, every single part of everything. I am. I'm your wind. I'm your breath. I'm your heartbeat. I'm your rain.
Yes, he is.
I'm your chair.
Yes,
I'm your soul. I am every single thing. I am.
Everything.
Hallelujah. He is every single thing. There's nothing lacking, nothing slacking, nothing anything of my glory. Because he is absolutely every single thing
everything.
That could ever be and that ever will be. Because he did the most immaculate, the most perceptive, the most sacrificial thing for each and every one of us. He gave us himself for us.
He gave
so
himself for us.
So that's what we have to give of ourselves back to him. That's, that is our that is our need. And I say that is your calling to do. I would say that personally, that's your calling to do, to give yourself back to Him, because He gives Himself to us. So we have to give ourselves to Him and live according to His perfect way and His perfect will. He is such an amazing, such a stupendous, such an immaculate love that has ever been. He is so everything. Nothing is lacking in Him. Nothing is faltering in Him. He does every single thing today. He does every single thing that we need and part of what we want. Because everybody has some type of favor. So it's on each one of us, each and every one of us, to be according to what He wants us to be. And that is to serve Him truthfully, faithfully, honestly. We have to do that. The three things, truthfully, faithfully, and honestly. We have to serve Him in spirit and in truth, because He did every single thing. He did not leave nobody out. He took a hold of every single person. He caught every single sin. Every sin He caught to Him on the cross. That's when the separation happened. When the sins came in, separation happened. My glory, my God, my glory, my Jesus was separated, because my God cannot stand sin. He hates sin like people hate us. People hate people. So my glory, He hates sin. So He separated out. And that's when He had eternity. He no longer sees my glorious my son. He no longer sees Him. He sees sin, degradation, disfigurement, pain, and suffering. He sees that. He sees it. And He wouldn't, oh God, He wouldn't say anything. He was right there. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah, I cannot believe people could be so rotten cruel, so rotten mean, so rotten evil. So I tell you, they are burning bright right now. They are burning bright. They deserve to burn bright because of this thing, the evilness, the hatred, the pain, the suffering He went through just for each and every one of us. He did it for us. He shed everything a bit of His blood so that we become.
Yes, He did.
He told each and every one of us. He made it true. He made it real. He covered up every single drop of blood. It flowed out. The blood flowed. It flowed out. But He committed to every single drop to cover every single soul. Hell is driven and will live. He did it for us. He did it all for us. The glory did it for us. My glory did it for us. My tremendous love did it for us. I take my salvation personally. I take my walk with my love personally. He is my everything. That's why I call Him mine, because He is everything to me. I cannot breathe without His touch. Without His breath, I can't breathe. I can have a heartbeat, my lungs, my organs, nothing would function without His touch. My breath wouldn't be without His breath, because I take it all personal. Everything is personal to me. And I take every single thing, and I'm sorry, but I take it to heart, because they did something to my true love that cannot be replaced. I mean, He did not come to be brutalized, to be violently whipped, to be torn to pieces. He did not come for that. He came to save our souls. But He held on to the cross.
Yes, He did.
He could have came down. He could have come down and said, they're not worth it. They're too evil. They're too mean. Let hell have it. But He did not do that. He said, I got to do this. They need me. So He was like, I have to be here. So He held on to the cross. He was like, I got to do this. And then He started calling all the things. He was calling every single sin to him. He called sins before. He called sins during. He called sins beyond. So he did every single thing just for us. He took anything. Everybody has this opportunity. Everybody has this peace of mind to know that I did this for them. That's what we have. He gave us a promise. In the immaculate love, he gave us a promise. The miraculous love, he gave us a promise. He promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But we had to hold up to our end of the promise. We had to do according to his will. We had to be obedient. We have to serve, and he will not leave us. So don't get out here and say, I'm going to tell him, my Lord. I'm going to tell him, my Lord. You know, his cousin fussing, fighting with evil, lying, cheating, stealing. You can't be doing that and call yourself a child. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. People will people take everything to the extreme. They take it. I'm a child, so that means I can do whatever I want to. And I fall these preachers and I teach it the true word. They're holding back because they want to lose members. They take body counts and money over salvation, over heaven, to make it to heaven. They're taking all this, they're taking down to have members and have money. And the thing about it is, them and their members will all meet in hell. And then there will be a hated spirit, and they will feel all single bit of the fire, the brimstone, the sulfur, everything they will feel. Like we will feel the tree of life, we will feel the trees, we'll feel the rivers, we'll feel the gold, we'll feel the silver, we'll feel the diamonds, we'll be able to feel that because we will be a haven spirit. So we'll be able to feel too, but those in hell will feel the heat. The hatred, the heat, the despair, they will have every single bit of it. I'm not lying. I have this firstly from the glory of my love. He told me about the haven spirit. He said, when we die, we become haven. And haven spirit will feel. So that's whenever we will feel damnation, we'll feel despair, we'll feel hatred, we'll feel heat. All that we will feel, because when we do wrong, we have to suffer all wrong. And we have to know that I would rather pay on earth than to pay in death. So make up your mind. Do you want to pay on earth, or do you want to die and go to hell and pay in death? Because hell is waiting. Isaiah says that hell is enlarging herself. And he said herself. Because her brings forth life and brings forth more. Hell is, her is birthing. So everything birthing will be in hell, enlarging herself. She's been taking in. She's not spewing out. There's no chance to spew out. But she is accepting in because every single thing it's there to be noted. We have to know every single aspect of our lives because this is here. The world is a dressing room right now. We have no other
choice.
We have no other hope. What to do it right here. And I'm sorry for talking so long. Do somebody
else
a chance. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Anyone else on the line? You just say something. But now Jesus did. He gave up the ghost, but now he rose the third day morning with all power in his hands, and he's on the right hand of the Father, making a station for us.
What you say?
But now he told his disciples to go to Jerusalem now and wait for the promise, and they did. Praise God. So now the Holy Ghost came, and I tell you the truth, he's coming back for us one day. and we're going to live with him forever and ever. So don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged, because he's coming back just like he said he would. So just keep living holy. Keep living holy and keep doing what he said. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And that's what we have to do. Do good unto one another. Pray for one another. Lift him up daily and live according to what his word said. Because he didn't stay in the grave. He came out the third day. Praise God, to live forevermore. But he had to go back to the Father. And he's on the right hand. And when we get to heaven, we're not going to see God and Jesus. He's one. He said, I am the Father of one. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be just like him. We're going to be just like him. Because when he cracks that eastern sky and tell his people to come home, we're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Praise God.
Amen.
And we're going to be like him. Praise God. So we got something to look forward to. But we have to
be
just
like. We got a Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
We got a Holy Ghost rejoicing.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? So be encouraged. Be encouraged. We don't know what we're going to face in this life. But we know that we got hope in Christ Jesus. Praise God. We got hope today in Christ Jesus. And we thank God for the broadcast. We just pray for one another and continue to lift one another up in prayer. Praise God, because God is, he's still alive. He's not dead. He's alive, and holiness is still right. So we're going to be closing at this time. We're going to ask Sister Margaret, if no one else is on the line at this time, Sister Margaret, if she'd close us out.
Amen.
Praise.
Precious glorious, my love. I come again to you, thanking you for giving us this time and this day to be together, to talk and to learn and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you so much for the gathering today. Thank you for the ones that are on the line, the ones that were here later. Thank you for the ones that have issues. We need you and speaking out this one for a little help.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving us so much of your love, so much of your being. Thank you for taking all that on the cross, to the cross. Before you reach the cross, I'll be so smuggled. I thank you and I praise you for that. Thank you because you are my love, my true love, and I praise you and I honor you and I glorify you this moment. Thank you for being able to be a part of this podcast. Thank you for letting me be able to call in. Thank you for letting me be able to be with my brothers, my sisters, my brother, and make sure that they all ask a special request to do a special touch just for them. My glory, please do it just for them. For each and everyone else, do something to touch us, for everybody else. And please don't forget me. My love, please don't forgive me. I ask you to come boldly, to come forcefully, to invade us completely. I'm willing and ready and able, my love. I'm ready for you
Lord.
To be so much more in me. Use me according to your will and your way. I praise you, I honor you, I praise by you. In all the requests that have been sent up, I send it to you, my love. I send you every single request of prayer for whoever, from last week, the week before, the year before. Every request, I refuse it out. I refuse it out and bring it up to you, my love. I praise you and I love you and I thank you. Glory, my love. As I pray in the mighty, glorious, miraculous name of my mighty, glorious, miraculous, my son, my Jesus. My Christ. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Glory, my sister.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen and amen. Praise God. You have a blessed day. Amen. Amen.
I will. You Shalom. Too. Love you, sister. Shalom.
Love you, baby. Shalom.
Shalom, everyone. Blessings, everyone.